looks like there's going to be reasonable rain over South Australia in the next few days, but it's still quite clear at the moment across the state. We start to see some cloud building over the far west, particularly the northwest pastoral district now, and the cloud will be sort of thickening and developing. And by late evening, we expect the precipitation to be starting in the western part of the state and consolidating the rain band overnight. And in areas over the northeastern parts of Eyre Peninsula, the southern pastoral districts, the mid-north, the Flinders, and also the northern parts of Mount Lofty Ranges, and the Riverland and the Murraylands will see some good rain for overnight with the passage of the rain band, and there could be some possible storms in that band as well, and we'll see good rain in that the transient band moving across. Then during the day, during the Wednesday, after the passage of the rain band, there will be still good showers to come as we have a series of fronts coming through the next few days. So in the agriculture area, we see rain. After the wake of the rain, we see showers developing in the agriculture area. And actually, in the northeast pastoral district, the remnants of those rain band will see some showers still developing over the northeast pastoral district for most of Wednesday and early morning on Thursday as well, with some chance of storms in that area. Then the next few days, basically, the weather will be confined to the agriculture area, particularly the southern agriculture area, and more particularly over the southern coast. On Thursday, the showers will be mostly over the agriculture area and more chance over the southern agriculture area with some chance of a storm there. And the northeast pastoral, there's a lingering a slight chance of showers with the possible storm, mostly in the morning over the far northeast of the state on Thursday. Then on Friday and Saturday, still more showers to come over the southern agriculture area, and storms could be developing in the southern coast on Saturday again with a passage on the other front. And one more interesting feature to note is from over the weekend on Saturday and Sunday, there could be some showers developing in the far north as well, as we've got another band developing over that way. So in terms of rainfall totals until Saturday midnight, we expect the figure to be mostly 5 to 10, 15 over most of the state and reaching 10 to 30 about the agricultural area and the southern pastoral districts. And local force of 25 to 50 are possible about the Mount Lofty Ranges and the southern Flinders Ranges. More extended outlook from Sunday to Tuesday, mostly showers across the north southern agricultural area with a chance over the northern agricultural area as well. And the showers in the north, far north, should be clearing away later on Sunday. And all those days around, when you don't have weather around, the inland parts of the state should be quite cold, and we expect some morning frost, areas of morning frost over the inland areas, and mostly the Flinders and the pastoral districts. And some fogs are also possible on Thursday and Friday mornings, particularly over the Flinders and the southern pastoral districts as well. So in all, looks like to be a reasonable wet the coming week, so fingers crossed we should receive some good rainfall.
Fingers crossed. It does seem like it's following a little bit of a different pattern to the last fronts that have come through, which have largely hugged the more southern areas. Some of the driest parts of the state, particularly when it comes to cropping, are that Mallee Riverland area. How much rain are you looking at getting into, thinking we'll get into that area?
Yeah, that's right. This time around, we've got this weather system now, which is actually over Western Australia, that's moving east quickly, and that drags down moisture coming from the tropics. And the area they've mentioned that might mishelp the rainfall could potentially be receiving good rainfall this time around with this rain band developing overnight. And those areas are we hopeful of about more than 5 to 15 millimetres over that area, and particularly over the ranges, we usually caught more rainfall. It could be possible 25 to 50 over the ranges, and particularly the areas over the mid-north, the Flinders and the Riverland and Murraylands districts, we could be hopeful of 10 to 30 over there for the next few days, particularly mostly over tonight and tomorrow morning.
You said it's moving quite fast. What's that going to mean for coastal waters and the wind?
Well, actually, it's the weather system is moving quite fast, and but it's not super fast. So the winds are going to be quite strong over the coastal districts. We've got a marine warning for strong winds over most of the coastal districts tomorrow. But the winds are not excessively strong. No gales there, but still plenty of strong winds around over the coastal waters. So I guess it's still not a good idea to go out to the waters. Although it's not super windy, but it's still windy enough for concern for boaties.